Today's Country Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss, talking about unsung heroes today. And there are many, many, many of them across Sonoma County. And Kendra, you have this crazy story about an unsung hero with four legs.
Yes. My family, my roommates and I live in Coffee Park. And luckily, one of our roommates gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and saw what was going on and was getting ready to get out. And all of a sudden, as we're getting ready to leave, a dog runs into our house.
Runs? Hold on. Did you all have the door open or something? The dog ran into the house?
Yeah, we had the door open to start evacuating our stuff. We're kind of preppers, so we had, you know, food and water and stuff like that that was easily accessible. So we were loading that up because I also had painter's masks. So we weren't too worried about the door for a little bit. And this dog ran right in the house and ran right to my feet and looked up and was like, "Let's go." And I looked down at her and I said, "Let's go, doggo." And she ran right with us to our car and jumped in and got out. She was very, very thankful. She was probably the sweetest dog I've ever met. Then I searched for her family because, you know, that's my neighbor's family. And, you know, she was very nervous. You could see that, but she wanted out. She was very upset. I found the family, thankfully. But then I also found out later that she ran to one of my neighbor's houses and woke them up by scratching on their door because they were sleeping and didn't have a clue. So Kelly posted online that she wanted to find this dog because it had saved her and her husband's life because they had no idea what was going on until they heard this dog scratching at their door.
Oh, my God.
And in the chaos of them trying to pack up to leave, she got back out again. So I feel like she was on a mission to find as many people who weren't trying to leave and get them going.
Whoa. So, Froggy 92.9 talking to Kendra, who had a house in Coffee Park, and about unsung heroes, and about a dog. So, the dog that went around, like, alerting people, saving people, jumped in the car with you. How did you find her owners?
Facebook has been amazing, I think, through this entire thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been like, oh, it's garbage, you know, and whatnot. But during this, there's been nothing but, like, updates and supportive messages. And I took lots of pictures of Cookie.
Cookie.
we didn't know her name. We didn't know her name was Cookie, so we were just calling her Hey Hey. You know, Hey
yeah.
Hey, get off of that. Hey Hey, come over here. And within 2 hours, somebody was like, "Hey, I think I found the dog." You know, and somebody had posted pictures of her, and she's super cute. She was a pit bull Labrador mix. She was solid black, and on her nose, she kind of had this half triangle of white. Very distinctive. And got in touch with the owners.
Now, when you guys reunited Cookie with her owners, did you know immediately that they were supposed to be together?
Oh, yes. Oh, Cookie was very good, but she was definitely an escape artist with collars and things. And so I went and got her a harness. And as soon as she saw her owner, she just lost her little head and ran and sat right at his feet and was just like, "Hello, hello, hello, hello."
Oh, and they must have been so grateful because they didn't know the owners in Coffee Park where Cookie lived didn't know where she was, right? And yeah, they lost
her. No. She got out, unfortunately, before even they did. So when they got up to get out, she was already gone. So I can only imagine the trauma of not being able to find part of your family during this. And I know a lot of people had to experience things like that.